Okay, so let's think about the situation of Kevin McAllister, mm-hmm, kid from mm-hmm, Home Alone, Macaulay mm-hmm,
Culkin. Yes, Macaulay Culkin.
All right, you're in his shoes, and...
Small shoes, yes,
very small shoes. You're home alone, naturally, and two burglars try to break into your house. And you have to set traps because this is your domain. You are the man of the house while your dad is away.
And your older brother. Yeah. And your other older brother.
A lot of siblings. So many siblings. What traps would you set up in order to prevent those burglars, you know?
The burglars
from trying to break in.
Well, I think it's first we need to establish, are we in Kevin McAllister's house or our own house?
You decide. Okay, yeah, we'll say our own houses.
Okay.
We're just in the same situation as Kevin McAllister.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, we live in Texas, and a lot of those, you know, things aren't viable. Freezing the sidewalk, what does that even mean, you know?
You can't do that.
Boiler.
If it's summertime, we could really mess with them.
That's true. Hell, even at Christmas time, you could really mess with them. It's
true.
70 degrees half the time. Well, I think to emulate the idea, the spirit of the frozen ice, I think I would melt a bunch of Cincy wax and then spread a thin layer of it in front of the door.
Nice.
Just so it's nice and slippery. I think that's the initial, like, trap to slow them down.
Yeah.
And then I think my big coup de grace, my big one would be I would dump kitty litter and bleach down the sink and then just go outside. Then I would hide outside in Kevin McAllister's case, in a treehouse. Wish I had a treehouse. But yeah, so, you know, just create mustard gas in the house and murder the burglars. I think that's my go-to.
That's good. That's real good. I think that would work. Essentially, I think I would start out, assuming it's summertime, I mean, even if it's a Texas winter, I would crack some eggs on the sidewalk and let the sun cook them. And leave a little note and say, like, this could be you.
Ooh, I mean, mind games.
That may not be intimidating enough, so assume they still try to get in, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, they walk in, and there's a Roomba or two around the house, and I've left, like, chocolate pudding or something out, so the Roomba is just, like, spraying...
chocolate pudding everywhere.
Yeah, but see, they think it's probably like dog crap or something.
Oh, yeah. They.
And so now they're just like emotionally and mentally just unstable because they're like, what have I? I've literally just walked into a shit show.
Shit everywhere.
And then, you know, just to the grand finale, I would recreate the trap from Return of the Jedi with the two logs that they used to kill the AT-ST. And I would just have those swing on in and just, you know, KO.
I mean, are you going to ride it in dressed as an Ewok? Because I think that's only appropriate.
I think that's the last thing they need to see before possible death. Yeah, absolutely.
Just Tyler swinging in on a log.
Even have some stormtrooper helmets on spikes, you know, so they're just like, what is happening?
Wicket the Impaler.
Yes. I think we can survive.
And welcome to Alderaan Places.
We're back, baby. I say that every time, but we are back.
Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Always back again. But we are back and for real this time.
Yes.
And with like a real production schedule and everything. It's going to be wonderful. I mean, we got a lot of new stuff and, you know, organizational stuff that we're going to be talking about later on in the show. But let it be known just first off. We've got a real schedule. We have real means and commitment now.
Yeah. For all the haters and the doubters, we're here to prove you wrong.
Yes, all those, so many doubters.
All the doubters in the world. But yeah, just an update in case you are not aware of what's happening in the world. COVID is still a thing and it still sucks.
Yeah.
We're hanging in there.
I mean, hopefully the end is in sight. I feel like we're getting there. There's obviously still a lot of badness and a lot still going on. But, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel now, at least. So we're just trying to hang on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else.
We are literally the motivational poster of the kitten hanging in there. You know, like that's what we're living by. And it's a great time to record podcasts.
Right, yeah.
Of course, you know. So, yeah.
So we'll be doing that, man. But yeah, stay tuned. After the show, we'll be talking a little bit more about our new Patreon, spoilers, and the three new shows that we'll have launching soon. But like I said, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. For now, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about other things that people have announced, as in Disney, and Disney Marvel, Disney Lucasfilm, what have you.
Little company you might have heard of.
I think they're on the up. I think they're up and coming, for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah. The Walt Company?
The Walt.
Oh, yes, the Walt. Can you imagine if he'd called it the Walt Company? Or if that had been the part that stuck? Instead of, oh, Disney, it's a Walt animated film.
Walt's taking over, man.
I'm going to Walt World.
I mean, that's almost the same as Wally World, so I guess it does kind of balance out in a way.
Yeah, Walt World was the least ridiculous sounding of those things we just said.
That's true. But yeah, so Disney, at their Investor Day, or Walt Day, as it could have been called.
Should have been called. I'm writing a strongly worded letter.
Yes. They announced a lot of big up-and-coming projects or TV shows for Marvel and Lucasfilm, albeit Star Wars. A lot of Star Wars shows. And I think that, you know, they do have potential, essentially, with what they announced.
Yeah.
However, I don't think they're really giving the fans what they want.
Never.
I think there are some good choices of shows that could be pitched. So, yeah, off the top of my head, I think a Cops-esque Stormtrooper show would be real good. Like, you know, following the troopers around, getting
especially now that Cops has been canceled.
Yes.
Like, now that there is no more Cops, we need to fill that void of slightly out-of-shape white guys lightly jogging after meth heads.
And can't shoot. So the struggle is ongoing. The pursuit.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine, if you would, a Tatooine landscape. You know, people are walking around. You got stormtroopers walking around. You know, one is listening to the Imperial March on his Bluetooth speakers out loud, annoying everyone. And we see a smuggler or two pulled over to the side and doing a little patent search. And, oh, what's this? A little Kessel spice on you? He's like, hey, man, that's not mine. It's not mine. Yeah.
I'm holding it for obviously, these two smugglers are played by Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
Hey, man, no, it's not mine, man.
It's called Bantha, man.
Bantha, yeah.
Because my Bantha ate it.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay. I mean, part of me feels even more than Cops, it feels, should be Reno 911-esque.
Yes. I think that would be great.
And I think it should just have the cast of Reno 911 as I say this. I feel like the image of Tom Lennon? Is that his name?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, who I adore, as a stormtrooper. And then, like, Nick Swardson as, like, a smuggler trying to roller skate through sand.
Ongoing. He's just a reoccurring criminal that they never catch.
Leave me alone! I love that. I think they really missed out on an opportunity with the late show with Jar Jar Binks.
Ah, yes.
Just, you know, a nice little, not prime time, but, you know, like Carson-esque, but with Jar Jar, you know. Starts with his opening monologue. You say here about the new Grand Moff? Oh!
I don't know. Doesn't seem right to me.
He says say the election was stolen. He'd have to have, like, a band leader, which I assume would just be the Mos Eisley band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, I don't know, you know.
Just playing the one song.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he managed to get the band from Jabba's Palace. You know, the performer, the CGI alien. I think that would be great. I mean, if we could just rotate between those two.
It's definitely that guy. It's the Mos Eisley band, but that guy is fronting for them 100%.
Who's Jar Jar's, like, right-hand man? You know how, like, Conan has, like, Andy something?
Oh, I think it's his band leader. I think he's doing it Colbert style, it's just his band leader. And then it's just, oh, so you hear about this?
Run!
And now so we go to my favorite section, where we drop someone into the Rancor pit. Wah!
And then you just get a classic, the Wanawanga from Bib Fortuna, the man of the hour.
Oh, I love it, yeah. What else you got for me?
Okay, so this one, I think this is one everyone would love, okay? People love Pawn Stars. They love,
that is
you
true.
Know, the bargain and, like, just the hustle of trying to, like, you know, get good money for things that don't deserve the value, you know, that they're trying to get for it. So we might travel back to Tatooine on this one a little bit. We might travel back to Tatooine quite a bit on some of these shows.
Oh, Tatooine's just so iconic,
it's just
you know?
A hot topic. Hot planet.
It's, you know, it's Star Wars. You got Tatooine. It's like, you know, you're telling a story in America. It's like you got New York.
Yeah.
You're telling a story in Star Wars. You got Tatooine. It's just, it's recognizable.
Exactly. And so with this, I think this will be good for the prequel fans.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's kind of loving the prequels now that the sequel trilogy kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go to a little familiar merchant, you know, kind of looks like Gonzo the Great with his nose, and it's Watto. It's Watto and trying to, you know, it's Pawn Stars, but Watto. I don't really...
Here in my shop, everything has a story.
Yeah.
Hey, Henny, you tried to bargain with me. You had to do real good.
Tatooine Treasures.
I have a friend who's an expert.
Think about all the Jedi that try to come in and...
Your Jedi mind tricks won't work on me.
I am Watto.
Yeah. I think that'd be good, just to see all the stuff that people try to sell. You know, they bring in, like, Luke's hand from Empire with the lightsaber, and he's like,
oh, no, no, the best I give you is some nuts and bolts for that.
This is just the hand of some moisture farmer. I can tell from the calluses. I can't do a Watto voice, obviously.
I mean, it's just a very...
Granted, I've made it a point to not rewatch Phantom Menace in a long time.
Phantom Menace is easier to rewatch than Attack of the Clones, I think, because the only good part of Attack of the Clones is the battle in Geonosis.
Yeah. I thought Geonosis was the Revenge of the Sith one.
No, that's Mustafar.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But really,
there were a lot of good fights in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor, always just great.
Just, yeah.
But, yeah, Hayden Christensen was a little tough to watch.
In that one. I mean, I think he's a little bit better in Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah, much better.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, Attack of the Clones.
That's why we have these shows, to kind of, you know...
Fill in the universe, make us a little fonder.
It redeems the prequels,
Clone
Wars did a
for
lot
sure.
for the prequels. So, I think that's good. You got any more suggestions on shows?
Ooh, yes. I think that Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Just Shark Tank. Exactly Shark Tank. But with, like, Vader and Palpatine and Yoda.
A pass it will be.
I don't have much to go on with that other than the fact that I just love the visual of Vader, Palpatine, and Yoda sitting there.
Yeah.
And being like,
I'll back it.
For the ones he doesn't like, he just chokes them right there.
And I'll do it.
Yeah, Palpatine's like, good, good.
Good, I'll do it.
Now sell it. Sell it now. The deals are electrifying.
Hosted by John Travolta. It's electrifying!
They could have guests, yeah, like celebrity guests on the show, like John Travolta. That would be great. I think the last one I got, the last real good one I got, is kind of like keeping up with the Kardashians, but it's what's happening with the Hutts. And it's just following, like, Jabba the Hutt and his family, like the large gangster family of the Hutts.
Yes, his father, Zorba.
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
And of course, like, the show has to be in subtitles because we'll never know what they're saying. But just think of, like, the separate, like, one shots of just, like, each Hutt just talking to the camera, like, thinking, like, oh, I can't believe Jabba did this today. But it's like,
Jeepa Hoopa Itapa Jabba.
I can't wait for, like, the season 2 or 3 finale where they go back to, like, their, like, homeland and visit with their extended family who are just, like, so redneck. Like, they go to, like, the Florida of Star Wars, and, you know, they meet up with
Uncle Hobo. Ho, ho, ho.
And he's got, you know, a trucker hat and a wife beater and the toothpick. And then when they walk up, they also have subtitles. But not because they're talking like Hutts, but because they're talking like, man, what are you doing over here?
Boomhauer, yes, of course.
What the hell are you doing over here, Jabba? I ain't seen you in damn 3 decades. Mm-hmm. Rubba, hubbo,
yeepa. My Jabba isn't as good as I thought. I kind of de-aged Jabba a little bit.
It's okay, my Boomhauer turned into Sling Blade, so.
I mean, same difference.
Billy Bob Thornton, Boomhauer, meh. More or less.
Yeah. I think these are all very solid suggestions. The only, I think my honorable mention is a Pimp My Ride-esque show, where it's just, you know, just a mechanic, you know, pimping out spaceships, you know.
See, I was thinking something else along those lines where it was like something like, I don't know, Speed Racer-esque, but pod racing.
That would be cool.
I think if we could combine those two into, like, maybe it's teams who have to build their, like was that Robot Death Battle show?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
What was it? But whatever, you have the teams, and they have to come in and build their pod racer out of all this, like, junk. We'll say this happens, we'll leave Tatooine. Let's say we go to Yavin 4.
Okay.
They have to do it on Yavin with just whatever they can salvage from all the blown up fucking TIE fighters and stuff that fell. Welcome to TIE Fighter Salvage Pod Racer Season 3.
And then the tagline is, now this is pod racing. But it's like, this is in like italics and it's also underlined. To emphasize, no, this is really pod racing now. Not when Anakin said it, this is pod racing.
And then once it gets canceled and is off the air for about 5 years and gets rebooted, it comes back. Now this is really pod racing.
Of course, yes. Another quick one, Love with Lando. It's a Lando Calrissian dating show.
Welcome to Lando's dating show.
He has to play a game of Sabacc with, like, the ladies, and if they can't play Sabacc, they're out. He just, like, knocks them off of Cloud City.
It's essentially a shot at love with Flava Flav.
Yes.
But it's a shot at love with Lando Calrissian.
Yes. Ah, call back. Lando Calrissian.
Our old friend.
And then they throw in, like, a classic, like, Billy Dee Williams Colt 45. Like, nothing goes better with a good Colt 45. I think we got some real good stuff here. I mean,
I think you're right. I can't even decide what's my favorite. I want all of them to happen.
Honestly, yeah, they're really good.
Although a shot at love with Lando Calrissian might take the cake.
That one would be very entertaining to watch.
I think it has the most money making potential.
And because he's pansexual, like, you get robots, you get Ewoks.
That's true. It's very diverse. It's very inclusive.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think it has the most chance for profit. And speaking of profit, I think we should take a quick ad break.
Sounds good to me.
And we're back.
All right. So this is just a little segment I managed to think of when I was using my head to come up with ideas for our first episode back. And it's just a little segment I like to call Random Thoughts for you to ponder. This first little fact, these will always vary. I literally just scour the internet and see what it gives me. This first one is Lyndon B. Johnson owned a water surfing car.
I feel like I've seen pictures of this before, and it doesn't surprise me that a former president of the United States had a water surfing car.
Yeah.
Like, I find that, like, yeah, of course they did. And, I mean, Lyndon B. Johnson, he was president in, what, the, 63 is when he took office. And so, you know, it was the 60s. It was James Bond time, baby.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
It was Sean Connery. It was James Bond. It was sleek and sexy. Like, of course, Lyndon B. Johnson was like, you know what?
I'm going to need me one of those.
And also, I believe Lyndon B. Johnson is the one who's known for just, like, showing his junk to people.
Oh.
And being like, yo, LBJ got a big Johnson. And just, like, whipping it out for people.
Is that what the B stands for? Lyndon Big Johnson?
That is, exactly.
Wow. Who would have known?
Yeah, who knew?
I mean, so, like, that was the...
But it's actually, the B is for Big Johnson.
Big
so
Johnson.
It's actually Lyndon Big Johnson, Johnson Johnson.
Okay, yes, of course. Of course. So, I mean, is that how he picked up women? Like, he was just like...
Check out my water surfing car? Or...
No, that was the backup.
Oh.
If showing them his junk didn't work...
Oh.
He was like... surfing car, and they're like, oh.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, I mean, that's probably how it worked for James Bond, too, right?
He had more swagger.
That's true. He was definitely smooth, charismatic. Yeah. I don't think LBJ was either of those things, especially.
Definitely not. Not with the middle name of Big Johnson.
But, I mean, who else could have been John F. Kennedy's vice president but a man whose middle name is Big Johnson? Oh, I mean, had I been alive at the time, I would have voted on the Kennedy-Alf ticket.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. Of course I'd have voted Kennedy-Alf. I'd still vote Kennedy-Alf. Hold on, can I redo my last
honestly,
vote?
Honestly, yeah, I think I think a lot of us would.
Or just Alf at this point. You know what? I'll just take Alf.
Yeah.
Can I vote for Alf for senator?
Also, sidebar, we don't condone showing your junk to women or anyone to try and seduce them. That's just not how it works.
Oh, yeah, no. If we were not very clear in our sarcasm.
Yes, I feel like we do need to.
Like, I've been out of. I've been married for a long time now and been out of the dating game, but I don't think I'm that out of touch as to think that that would work.
Yeah.
Or was even remotely acceptable.
Please always get consent. Anyway, that's our little sidebar.
Yes.
Okay, next fact. Charles Darwin's personal pet tortoise, Harriet, outlived him by 124 years, dying at the age of 176 in 2006. The tortoise lived its final years with Steve Irwin's family in Australia.
Hmm.
And this wasn't actually, like, his pet growing up. He ended up, like, adopting the tortoise, apparently.
Okay.
So, like, it wasn't, like, Charles Darwin's pet. It was just, like, this tortoise that he had.
Okay, that he got, like, when he was older.
And then
that's still
passed
cool.
on to, yeah.
When did Steve Irwin die?
I mean, it was...
Alexa! Alexa, where are you?
Let's see here. Hey, Siri, when did Steve Irwin die?
Steve Irwin died September 4th, 2006, at age 44 in Bat Reef.
Damn.
So...
We got a tortoise dying and Steve Irwin dying in 2006.
Okay, so that answers my question of... if Steve Irwin's family had the tortoise pre or post Steve. And the answer is pre. And I have to wonder, when exactly did the tortoise die? That's probably difficult information to find.
We can try it. Hey Siri, when did Charles Darwin's pet tortoise Harriet die?
Okay, I found this on the web for when did Charles Darwin's pet tortoise Harriet die. Check it out.
June 23rd, 2006.
So, a few months before Steve.
Damn.
That's... Well, it destroys my theory. I was hoping it was the other way around, and that maybe the tortoise was just heartbroken by the loss of Steve Irwin, like the rest of us, and just was like, I can't go on without Steve!
And then what actually happened was the tortoise died, and Steve said, Oi, I can't go on without Harriet, and then died.
He was just... I'm just so distracted! By the death of my beloved pet turtle, Harriet.
And he wasn't even mine. I actually adopted him from Charles Darwin, who actually adopted him from who knows?
Well, I mean, I didn't get him directly from Charles Darwin. Obviously, he's been dead for a long time. There were some people in between. But I got my pet Harriet from Charles Darwin via way of other people, and I loved her very much, and then she died, and I was sad and couldn't focus on the stingrays.
Hey, check out this stingray!
Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah.
Too soon? It hurt me a little. Like,
yeah.
It was funny for a minute, but it also hurt a little.
Yeah, I was sad. I mean, I grew up watching Steve Irwin, but...
It's true.
I think the first death that actually kind of impacted me a little bit was Patrick Swayze. And, like, I wasn't even a big, like, I didn't watch a lot of his movies, but I was just like, damn, Dirty Dancing died.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. That one was a pretty sad one. I was about to say, the first one that really impacted me was, and then I blanked and I don't remember what the hell I was going to say.
Michael Jackson, that was another one.
That was one of the biggest ones,
yeah.
Just because it was so, like, I've never seen the world just mourn together in that way, except, like, it was most comparable to, like, 9/11. I know that's messed up to say.
Yeah.
But usually a celebrity dies and you see people like, that's sad. And then they kind of move on, and
yeah.
It's fine. But just the level of, like, Michael Jackson was everywhere for 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Videos, music, everyone was just, and I get it, you know, he was a big deal. But, yeah, that one, Robin Williams is pretty tough.
That was a big one. Carrie Fisher was big for me. Stan Lee. I mean, here lately, there's just been way too many.
Yeah,
Alex
right.
Alex Trebek, Sean Connery.
Tiny Lister.
Yeah.
That one was sad.
Yeah. Man. Okay, not to be gloom. That,
yeah, end on a sad note.
We got off on the RIP
Hey,
train.
You know how 2020 sucked? Well, here's 2021 starting off great. With us talking about a bunch of dead people that made us sad.
Wait, I got something that'll cheer you up. Remember that picture I showed you of the McPickle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it. It's just the McPickle.
It's just the McPickle.
Yeah.
It honestly made me think of our friend Eric, who used to always go order McDoubles and then be very insistent that, like, he didn't want pickles?
Maybe.
Or was it somebody else didn't want pickles and they'd give them to Eric?
Something like that.
Well, if there was something about pickles.
If he loves pickles, then I'll make sure to let him know about the McPickle.
Well, if he hates pickles, just send it to him also.
Absolutely. Naturally.
And if he's listening to the show, tell us if you love or hate pickles.
Please. Drop a comment below.
And even if you're not Eric, just let us know. Do you love or hate pickles?
And how would you feel about 3 pickles worth of pickles on a burger from McDonald's?
The weirdest part is that they're not, it's not like 3 whole pickles horizontally lying on.
No,
it's like if you chopped 3 pickles and then stacked them on the burger, which is just wild.
Yeah, because you're actually going through the work of cutting up pickles to stack them on a burger that you know you will not be able to really eat very well.
True. I mean, honestly, my mouth is kind of going, I like pickles.
I don't like burgers. Would you eat the McPickle over the McRib?
Oh, 100%. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but the McRib is an affront against God and man. And it should not exist.
Yo, let us know in the comments if you would eat the McPickle or the McRib.
I feel like this is the most ridiculous matchup.
Yeah.
And I'm taking what most people are going to consider the exact wrong side of it. And I'm planting my flag in the McPickle, and this is the hill I will die on.
It's the most controversial debate of 2021, easily, since we're only 5 days in.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Great. I love it. Do you have anything else to add to this episode?
Oh, not that I can think of, other than I think it's time to plug some new stuff.
Absolutely.
We told you guys earlier that at the end of the show, we'd be coming back to talk a little bit more about our upcoming stuff. I mentioned earlier that we do have a Patreon now. So if you are a fan of this show or some of our live shows that we've done in the past, our live theater, or anything of just us in general, if you just happen to love it. Hell, if you hate the show and want it to get better,
please give us money.
Yeah, and we'll do our best. But yeah, check us out, patreon.com/disappearingpants, which is, as some of you may know, Disappearing Pants Productions is our production company that we are producing all of our podcasts and original shows and stuff under. So if you are a fan, like I said, patreon.com/disappearingpants. Also, don't forget to check out our website, disappearingpants.com. There's a whole section there for all around places where you can always find the newest episode, a little bit of information about us, about what the show is, stuff like that. Also, very soon going up on our website, there's going to be a full schedule because All Around Places is not going to be our lonely, only little podcast
anymore.
We're branching out. We've been teasing this for a while. We've had a couple things in the works that are finally really ready to launch, COVID ended up putting the brakes on a lot of plans and a lot of things, but we are back on track now. So, with the new schedule and everything, All Around Places will be going officially bi-weekly. So, new episodes of us every other week. Episodes will be going live on our Patreon on Friday, every other Friday, and then will become available to the general public the following Monday.
Yeah, and that's to make room for all the cool stuff coming.
Yeah.
That's why we're going bi-weekly. So, what new stuff do we have in the works exactly, Taz?
Yeah, well, as mentioned, we're going bi-weekly, which leaves a week in between episodes. A week to listen to our other new podcast debuting next week, Nostalgia Colored Glasses, where my wife Darby and myself and a rotating cast of friends and other disappearing pantsers, our pantsless wizards, if you will.
Pantsers. We pants people. That's what we do.
We make you laugh by pulling down your pants.
Also, I feel like I need to emphasize or just point out that you didn't actually quote Borat when you said my wife.
My wife.
Thank you. Okay, continue.
Excuse me. But my wife Darby and I, and like I said, a rotating group of pantsless wizards, will be reviewing all the things we know and love, seeing what holds up, what doesn't. One of our early episodes we'll be talking about, I'm not sure which one will actually be going up first. We're going to be trying to put up 2 at once next week, just to give you guys a little taste. But one that we will for sure be recording very soon, for example, we'll be talking about Disney Channel animated spinoffs. So, you know, things like DuckTales and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, Hercules, Zero to Hero,
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command,
Lilo and Stitch.
Ah, yes.
All these sorts of things. We'll be talking about, you know, kind of which ones hold up the best, which ones are too overlooked, some gritty reboots that we want to, like, I hear they're redoing Darkwing Duck. I want to pitch my version before they do that because I know theirs will be inferior. But you have that to look forward to 1 week. If you're listening to this the day this dropped, 1 week from today, nostalgia-colored glasses, look it up. It'll be available wherever you get podcasts. You can also find it through our website. We got all the tabs, got all our podcast stuff. You can find it right there. And once again, it will be following the same pattern as this. So episodes live on Fridays for Patreon members and then live on Monday for the general public.
Yeah, let me just say, we're not just directly just saying give us money. We're asking you to support artists who are very passionate about what we do. And this is something we've been very excited about for a long time. And we would love for you guys to support our art while giving you something we're very proud of.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, we have tons of stuff. We got more podcasts coming, a D&D podcast
that Taz is working on. We've got a D&D actual play coming up that'll be probably within the next month, hopefully, be launching.
And then another one soon to be announced. So, yeah, I mean, and we'll have skits. We'll have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have, as a matter of fact, well, there will be a video going up right now, same time as this episode is, that's going to kind of break down a lot of what we're doing, stuff like that. So if you are interested, you can check that out. Over on our Patreon or on our website, either one, or on our Facebook, wherever. That'll give you a little bit more information about all the different things we're doing and how that'll break down, stuff like that. Because, yeah, we'll be doing bonus podcast episodes that will only be available to certain tiers of Patreon members. We'll be doing video sketch content that will start going up monthly, and our Patreon fans will have access to that weeks ahead of time. And like I said, then bonus stuff that will only be available on Patreon that we won't be putting up anywhere else. So there's going to be a lot of different stuff going into that. And once we get out of crazy pandemic times and we are able to start doing live theater again, our Patreon members will be able to get discounts or even free tickets to our live productions if they live close enough to Lufkin, Texas to make it.
Free sounds good to me, so I mean, I think it's right? a really good opportunity to not pass up on.
Oh, and also our Patreon members, anyone above the $5 or above tier will get a free mini print of our Disappearing Pants logo with 3 months of payment. So that's just a fun little bonus to say thank you.
It's a great logo, so I mean, don't.
He's a pretty cute little dude.
Yeah. So, but yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out this new episode. We hope you're as excited as we are. Also, please be sure to like our page on Facebook. That's Alderaan Places. Disappearing Pants Productions on Facebook as well. We have a YouTube channel for Disappearing Pants, which you can find on our website.
Still already got 2 full-length shows on there, as well as an audio adaptation of some works of Edgar Allan Poe that we did this past Halloween. Check out our YouTube. We got some great stuff on there.
Yeah. All right. Well, for Alderaan Places,
Just one more thing. Just want to reiterate this. If you like this show, please, please like us on Facebook.
Yes.
Also, make sure and subscribe. That little subscribe button. Make sure that you are getting updated when we are posting new episodes, because it's about to start happening every other week, and you don't want to miss that stuff.
Absolutely.
So, also, if you're a fan, leave a review.
Yes.
That would be cool. We would love to have preferably positive reviews, but if a negative review is fine, too.
Yeah, we love to improve on anything.
And tell your friends.
Yes.
If you have friends who might enjoy this or might like us for whatever ungodly reason, tell them to listen. Share the link. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Maybe not your mom. I don't know if she'll like it, but maybe.
You can try. I mean, that's still kind of a listen.
I mean, my mom tries to listen and says she likes it, but she's my mom, so.
She has to listen.
You have to, Mom. You have to.
Because she might end up being a guest on our shows.
Right, and this is... Oh, I guess this is just a point to call her out. Mom, are you listening? Are you actually listening? Are you listening to the full episode, Mom?
You better be listening.
Yeah. Retha Powers, are you listening? Tell me.
Give us a sign. Yeah, she's listening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, for Alderaan Places, I'm Tyler.
I'm Taz.
Don't forget to tell your loved ones Dawanawanga.
And wear a mask.
Please.